be into nafkaminas now.
I don't remember where they... Remember, you sometimes you forget where these serbenafossas... I think I did. All right, ready? Questions like this. Can a man who is Yotze Abdallah be Motze a woman? We had mentioned in the past that probably not, because, good morning, Yosef, it's possible a woman's not Mechuyev in Abdallah, so it might be a Brachah Vatal. But let's talk about practically. Okay. What emerges from here is that, according to the Mechaber, it seems that women are Chayv D'Oraisa. Therefore, if a man has already heard Abdallah, he could be Motzir, just like we find regards to Kiddush on Friday night, right? What's that famous principle in Rosh Hashanah? Afa b'shiyotza, motzi. Even though you were yotze, you could be motzi another person. What based on what principle? What does Rashi say in Erevin?
Arvis.
Kol Yisrael Erevin Zebzeh. Excellent. Even though that concept is found in two places in Shas and Mishnah, in Sanhedrin Daf Kaf Tes, and Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel. Two places in Sanhedrin. It says, V'koshlu ish ba'achiv, in the Tochacha and Parshas B'Kosai. It also says, Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu. What parsha is that? Nitzavim? Both those are talking about Averis. That if a Jew doesn't Averis, you're responsible for a Jew. So I want you to get that down. In Shas, the Klal of Kol Yisrael Rem Zebze is said by Averis. It's a very, very hard thing, but you got to try it. That if you have a friend that doesn't Averis, you're somewhat culpable if you could have stopped them. But Rashi and the Rosh expanded to mitzvahs. I'm also responsible to other Yidim that should do mitzvahs. So even though I was yotz in the morning, Rosh Hashanah and shofar, I could go to the hospital and blow the shofar patients in the hospital too. Because as the way the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah, it's an amazing thing Rosh Shetter should leave to point it out, that all of Yisrael, all of Klai Yisrael is like one organic unit, and until all the Jews on the planet Earth have fulfilled their mitzvah, I haven't either. Maybe 90% I have, because I did it myself. But if there are Yidim that haven't yet fulfilled it, really we're one organic unit. You look at that Ritva, it's an amazing lashon. He says, Kol Yisrael Guf Echad. It's like sometimes in Lomdus you can bring Musar from it. All of Klai Yisrael is one goof, and therefore, even though I was personally Yotze, I still could be mostly other people. It's amazing Chiddush. This is what the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tesemet Aleph, I believe it is. So I want you to know that in the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Klal is said by the Averis, and Rosh Hashanah expanded to mitzvah. So when we came home Friday night after Shul, right, I was Motzi, my wife, in Kiddush, along with you guys. The issue is, though, according to the Rambam, when we dive in Meir, we were Yotze Kiddush. Now, my wife was setting up the table, she told me. She didn't have time to finish davening Meir because everyone came in then. It took a long time to set up. And she didn't daven Meir. So that means she's chayving Kiddush D'Oraisa, and I'm chayving Kiddush only D'Rabbanan. How can I be Motzi her? That's a big problem. What the answer is, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebzeh. Even though I was Yotze, my Kiddush may not tire with words. Even though I was Yotze with Kiddush myself with words. But I have responsibility to see to it that she's what? She gets her Kiddush done too as well. So that's why I'm allowed to be Motzi her. So the same theory could be said for Havdalah too as well. And that is the Sephardic Minig, according to the Yalkut Yosef. You never have a problem, according to Sephardic women, that a man should say Havdalah for a woman. Maybe she's not Chayev. That's not true. According to Mechaber, women are Chayev. That's the Iker Sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, remember? Nashim Chayavas b'Havdalah, Kishem Shem Chayavas b'Kiddush. So you never have that problem at all, Aryeh. You never have that problem, Aryeh, when you talk about what? A Sephardic man being Motzi a woman in Kiddush. Oh, maybe you were Yotze, Mr. Man. How can we answer the woman? Maybe the woman's not chayiv, and therefore it's a brachah levatala. Women are chayiv. That's the bottom line, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Done. So you never have that problem. Okay, so they're never concerned with that, and that's what the Yalkut Yosef raises the minig. However, since the Ramah is chayshish for the Orchos Chayim, which was the shita that women are potter from Avdallah, Mishabru and Sifkat of Lamed Vav writes that if a man was already Yotze, his obligation of Avdallah on wine, he should not recite Avdallah for a woman, because if the halacha is like the Orchos Chaim, she's exempt from Havdallah, and he would be saying a bracha levatala. Now you guys might tell me, what's the big deal about a bracha levatala? It is a big deal. Do you know the Rambam says you're over the third of the Ten Commandments? of Lo Tisa Hashem Lekach L'Shav. That's what I was just saying. I don't remember what I said, Brandon Foster. I'm pretty sure I did. Why don't you just say a bracha, Rebbe? You know why? Because according to the Rambam, it might be a bracha of a Tola. And that's a lav min atir. That's a lav min atir. Now, Tais Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis Marav says only the Rabbanan. But the Rambam has this amazing shita that a bracha of a Tola is an issa d'oraisa. Not only is it's a lav, it's scary. So, therefore, it's preferable for her to recite Avdallah and drink the wine, as the Bach and the Magen Ram said, rather than having a man recite Avdallah on her behalf and possibly recite a bracha of Avdallah. In other words, according to this daya, although she's exempt from Avdallah, she's still allowed to recite it because we rely on the opinions that Avdallah is just like any other mitzvah esher shebizman grama, where she's allowed to recite the brachas. Not like the simple understanding of the Ramah, like that Magen Ram implies that not. Remember we had that shtickel Torah that if it's only a bracha, you can't? We don't assume like that, Ladina. We don't assume like that, Ladina. Yet, the man should not recite these brachas on her behalf if he's already Yotzei, because for him it's a Suffolk bracha of Atala, if the halacha is truly like the Orchos Chaim. So, we got that clear, guys? Sephardic women, not a problem. They can say, a man can say it for her, but the problem is Ashkenazic women, if the man has already been Yotzei, you got a problem to be motzi to the woman, because it lamaisa, she might not be mechuyev to saying a bracha for naught. It might be a bracha of a tala. Yes, go ahead, Yosef. No, I'm talking about Avdallah, not Kiddush. Remember, talking about, you never have that problem. Women are definitely chayav in Kiddush. Never a problem. The shail is, if women are pater from Avdallah, then how can a man has already been Yotzei say it again for her? Why? She might be potter. You never have that problem with Kiddush, because everyone agrees women are mechuyev in Kiddush. It's a Gemara.
What do the men do that? You can Kiddush Shul.
Kiddush, you never have that problem. Kiddush, you never have that problem.
Avdallah,
you should not. You should have Kavana not to be Yotzei, yes. Don't answer Amen, you know. You should have Kavana not to be Yotzei, and you shouldn't answer the Amen. Otherwise, it becomes a big problem. Okay. Based on this, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Lamed Gimel writes that since a man, good morning, Binyamin, since a man was or who already was Yotze, his obligation of Avdallah should not recite Avdallah for women. He should make sure not to be Yotze's obligation of Avdallah when hearing it in Shul. What you just asked, Yotze. However, if he has boys at home that have reached the age of Chinuch, he should repeat Avdallah for them, even if he was Yotze's obligation in Shul. And then the women piggyback on that, right? Because you have boys that need to hear Avdallah. It should be noted that the Aruch HaShulchan paskens that in a pressing situation where a woman is not able to recite Havdallah on her own, listen to this, a man who's already been Yotzei Havdallah can recite Havdallah for her, since the majority of the poskim hold that women are obligated to be Yoraisa to recite Havdallah. Okay? So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. So if you're in a bad, bad situation, and the man's already been Yotzei, and the woman doesn't want to say Avdallah, or doesn't know how to, the bottom line is, we could assume like the Rabbi Yonah's psak, that what? Women are mechuyev in Avdallah, not worried about it. Okay? We got that? Okay, that's the first subtopic about a man. Can a man recite Avdallah for if he's already been Yotzei? Okay? That's the first subtopic. A man who is Yotzei will be mechuyev with him. Number two. Can women recite the bracha on the candle? What do you guys say? Can a woman recite the bracha on the candle? Sure, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Hashem created fire on Saturday night. Well, sure, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan that we're supposed to say a bracha on an avuka. On what? On Saturday night. Now, what's an avuka? Everyone thinks at least two wicks together. What for? Okay, l'maisa. Just because it's not shirkus on doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. L'maisa. The bigger shevach v'oda that we're supposed to say Saturday night, right? Yeah. So most bigger shevach v'oda are not shirkus shalom tavis v'mana. You're saying because the mitzvah is always shirkus shalom tavis v'mana. Usually it is. You're right. It's a good aura. But we could be mandated to say a bigger shevach v'oda. We could be, and that's what we are here. Okay. It's a good aura. Now, what is an avuka? A torch. You have to have two wicks. Now, the Rav Tzatzal held that you can have the two wicks like this, as long as they're close to one another. They don't have to be actually touching. That's what he held. It's based on Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Hoshchita. In Hoshchita, you're not allowed to shecht at night. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, light a candle in Avuka. He says the two wicks don't have to touch. So on Yontif, when's the first Seder? Saturday night or Friday night this year? I've asked that you guys a few times. I'm sorry. This year it's Saturday night too? So that means that means Saturday night at the Seder, we're going to have to say Avdallah. The Rav did not like putting the candles together, the torches. They're fine if they're just next to one another. You say that might be a Malacha D'Oraisa of Havara or Kibui, based on a Russian Beya. He said, as long as they're in close proximity, that's fine. Okay? We got that? So, let's get this now. What do you do about women reciting the brach on the candle? When you do the NCSY, Havdalah is right? Well, let's say a woman says she wants to say the brach on Havdalah. Can she? She asks you. The Be'alacha writes, the Ramaskal Lo, that even if you hold like the Shacharach, that Avdallah could be a chiv d'oraisa, that women are obligated, just like all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, with regards to the bracha on the candle, women are absolutely putter. Why are women absolutely putter? What's the reason for this? Why do you think women are absolutely putter? Anyone tell me? Why are women putter from the candle? You guys tell me. Yeah, but what's the famous klal that exempts a woman? Yeah, it's a Saturday night thing. It's once a week. It's not part of the Shabbos. And it's praising Hashem for creating light on the first Mochi Shabbos of creation. Right? Therefore, the Chacham Zichron Levracha enacted to recite it specifically at that time. But it has nothing to do with the Mitzvah Shabbos itself. Therefore, he infers from the Magen Avraham that in a situation where a woman recites Avdallah, listen to this, she should not recite the bracha on the candle. Isn't that amazing? Why not? What's the big deal? Why do you think? What do you think the big deal is? Why is it that she can't say it? Any Mrs. Angrama, we said if she wanted to take it, she can. Let's see how like that Magen Avraham, that's only a bracha. But we just said, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't hold like that. Go ahead. That's what we said for the Primogod. That's what we said for the Magen Avraham. But Lamai Sadar Chashukot says, Bidi Evid, you can assume it's good. They can still even say Abraham. What's your suggestion, Yosef? Why? What? It's not part of Avdallah. It's disconnected. It's not part of Zohar. Saturday night, you say Abraham on fire. Saturday night, you say Bruch on fire. That's a Mizrahi Grama. Why do women are a putter from that? Okay, you're asking, you're making strength in the question. So why are they putter? What? So why are they putter? That's what we're asking. You're asking the same question we're asking. Why should they not say it? You guys give me a svara. Why should they not say it? What do you think? They always can voluntarily do it if you don't hold like that Magen Avraham. Okay, you got to say more than that. Everyone's driving at him. You're not saying the complete thing. What'd you say? Not bracha lo atala, because they could say a kium. They could say that. They could say, but it's going to be a what? Someone say it for me. Not a suffix, but close. What are you separating between brayper and goffin and what drinking? It's a hefsik. That's what you meant to say. You meant to say instead of sub, you meant to say hefsik. It's a hefsik. I know that's what you meant. It's a hefsik. If she doesn't have to say it, why is she a brimer agafen? Then she says brimer age. She says brimer nebesomen, brimer age, and I'm out of the mikodesh kol. So that's why it's an amazing thing. The Bar Halacha says you shouldn't say it. And Rabbi Avadia argues very strongly, Levi Yischein Simcha Avdali says that the custom among Svardiks for women to recite all of Dal, including the brach on the candle. So I want you to get this Bar Halacha. He has an amazing chiddush that women should not say that bracha during Havdalah. If they want to say it, they can say it after Havdalah. No problem. After they drink and they say Hamav Mekodesh. Because otherwise it will serve as a hefsek. You follow me? Now, does everyone agree to that? So the Shmir Shabbos agrees with the Bar Halacha that and summarizes the halachas of Havdalah according to Ashkenazim as it pertains to women as follows. You ready? A woman who cannot find a man to recite Havdalah on her behalf, whether she's alone or if the man is already Yotze's obligation on the Havdalah in the Shul, should recite Havdalah on her own and drink the wine. However, she should not recite the bracha Borei Morei Ha'esh. Shmir Shabbos is Mazbis, since our days who hold that she's required to recite Havdalah, and those same days also that a woman is exempt from the bracha on the candle, the bracha on the fire is a hefsik. Rather, if she wants, she should recite the bracha on the candle after Havdalah. It's a strange thing. You ever saw an Ashkenazic woman do it? I never saw it. You know why? Because who is it? Who is the Gadol HaDor in America? Rav Moshe. The Igros Moshe. You with me? Choshen Mishpat. Chelik Beis. Simen Mem Zayin. Oz Beis. Argues on this last Nakuda and says that women are allowed to recite. I repeat. Are allowed to recite the bracha on the candle during Havdalah. And his raya is from the Shulchan Aruch himself, who seemingly holds that women are biblically obligated in the Havdalah, D'oraisa, are D'oraisa obligated in Havdalah, and does not add that she should omit the brach on the candle. Don't you think the Mechaber should have said that? You know what I mean? Don't you think the Mechaber should have said that? He says women are mechuyev in Havdalah. He doesn't say they should omit the brach on the candle, even though everyone agrees the brach on the candle is rabbinic. It's not connected to Shabbos. The Mechaber never says that once. So Reb Moshe says it must be it's all part of the what? You guys were hinting to it. It's all part of the Seder of Havdalah. We don't serve. You know, if you think about it, shouldn't Pesamim and Borei Reish always be a hefsik? It's not. Shouldn't Havdalah be Kodesh Chol theoretically be a hefsik? It's not. It's all part of Havdalah. So we don't view it as a hefsik. So, but I want you to know the sheet is that the Bralocha, according to the Magen Avraham and the Shmir Shabbos, actually does say that when Ashkenazic woman says the bracha, she should disconnect Borei Reish after from to do it afterwards, and not to say it when, and not to say it l'maisa during the Havdalah. The Mishnah is on the Chumash here. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? Whereas who says it's allowed, Reb Moshe. And that's why I think the Minhag Olam is. Sfardim is not a problem at all, because Reb Avadi says he doesn't think it's a problem. So that's the second subtopic. Can a woman recite a brach on the candle? Let's go to number three. And then we'll get to the chart. Then we got to start Seder. We got a lot to do, guys. We got a long Seder. We got a lot to do. I want to get to the bottom of the Omid. All right? It's unbelievable. Gemaras. Okay. Can a woman recite Havdalah for her husband? This is a new question. Can a woman recite Havdalah for her husband? You know, there's some liberal, you know, we all have to respect everybody. Some women want to get involved more. Sometimes they want to say Amotzi, you know what I mean? Kiddush. Usually the minhag is not. Men want to do it. Men should do it. Push up shot. I don't know if you're in a bad situation. Theoretically, a woman could be Motzi a man. No problem. It's just not the minhag, you know. It's more tzanua. More tzanua that a man does it. Okay, but based on the above, according to the law, a woman should not recite Havdalah for her husband. Why not? You guys tell me. Why should a woman not recite Havdalah for her husband? Should not be chayiv at all. Excellent. Excellent, Jake. That's how the Prima Gadim paskins. Mishpaso Zavsev Kan Zayin. Though the Mechaber would permit, since both husband and wife have the same level of obligation. So the Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who allows a woman to recite Havdalah for her sick husband, because in such a situation we can rely on the main psak of the Shulchan Aruch that a woman is chayiv d'oraisa in Havdalah. So a husband who's sick, God forbid, the woman can recite it for him, not a problem. Yet he adds that it is best for the husband to say Baruch HaMavdil, because then this requirement drops to the Rabbanan as well. You follow me? So in other words, you know what I mean? On the tzad that she's really, you know, not chayiv, and she's doing it like as a kium. You know what I mean? I don't know how that really helps, to tell you the truth. Because if she's completely putter, you know what I mean? If she's completely putter, I guess you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. That's what he's saying. In other words, you know what I mean? If she's completely putter and you're chayiv d'oraisa and you're relying on her, you're in big trouble. So at least you want to get the d'oraisa done by saying the dibor. You know what I mean? At least you want to get to the d'oraisa number saying the dibor, Baruch HaMavdil, and then you only have a chiyuv d'rabbanan, which you're relying on the woman. So that's what I think the svar is, okay? Shmir Shabbos also adds that a woman can be motzi another woman with Havdalah. Let's say one woman with another woman. That's not a problem at all. Halach Lamaisa. Okay, so I'm going to quiz you now a few questions, and let's see if we can get it. A kahoot, a verbal kahoot, not with the machine. A verbal kahoot, not with the machine. You guys know what a kahoot is, don't you? Okay, all right. Man and women did not hear Havdalah. Yes? What is a Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Who can say it for who? You guys tell me. Neither of them have heard Havdalah. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? They're both mechuyev what? You're right. So they can. He can say it for her. She can say it for him. No problem. According to the Ramah, what's the din? Man must recite it, not the woman, because she knew my mechuyev. What about the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, and Bach? We said a man should recite it. Ideally, a man should recite it, because if it's only a bracha, maybe she's potter. Okay. Man must recite, according to the Ramah. According to the Bach Mishnah, it's preferable a man should recite it. It's not must. Okay, next question in the verbal kahoot. Are you ready? Man fulfilled his obligation of Avdalah, but not a woman. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Who can say it for who? If the man's already been Yotze Avdalah. According to Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says what? Mikra din, women are... Either one's okay. Because Mikra din, a woman's mechuyu. Yeah. Now the Ramah, what's the shot in the Ramah? The man should say it, because a woman, if it's only a bracha, based on the Magen Avraham, what'd you say?
He's already
Yotze. Right. But the Ramah says not. Right. The Magen Avraham in the Ramah. Yeah. Magen Avraham says pshat in the Ramah that she cannot, because it's a bracha. Remember, a bracha, if this is Ryan Grumman, she voluntarily, but not if it's only a bracha. So Lamaisa, no, according to the Ramah, if a man has fulfilled his obligation on a woman, so the woman, Lamaisa, in such a situation, what do? We said a woman still should not try to recite it on herself, right? According to the Magen Avraham. So in that case, what are you going to do? She might... What'd you say?
According to the Bach, she can say it on her own.
Yeah, according to the Bach, she can say it on her own. Even according to the Magen Avraham in the Ramah, she probably shouldn't, because Mrs. Angroma, on that side, it's only a bracha, so it might be a bracha of Atala. So what do you do in that case? I guess the Ramah will have to agree that if she has no choice, she's got to say it herself. No, what are you going to do? She should say Bracha Mavla. She's got to eat and drink, though. The man can't say it because it might be Bracha Mavla. She might be Potter. I would say, even according to the Ramah, the woman should say it. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you're going to say it. What about according to the Bach, Magen Avraham, and Shabru? A woman should recite it according to the Mishnah Mishnah, without a Bracha on the candle. According to Moshe, with a Bracha on the candle. What happens if no man present, a woman has not heard Avdalah? According to Shulchan Aruch. No man is present, and the woman has not heard Avdalah. What do you do? No man is present, and the woman has not heard Avdalah. According to Shulchan Aruch, she can recite the full of Dakkah, including the bracha on the can and drink the wine. Chavra doesn't say anything. What about according to Ramah? I guess according to what Jake said, I mean, Pashup Shad, maybe a woman, what's she supposed to do? Wait till a man comes around? I guess. Let her say Bracha Mavda, we'll wait till a man comes around. Or you could say, you could argue on that Magen Avraham and say that no, that in such a situation, it's a Mitzvah on Grama and there's no problem for her to do it. But according to the Bach Magen Avraham and Shabru, a woman should recite, according to Rosh Hashanah, without the Bracha on the candle, according to Moshe, with the Bracha on the candle. Okay, you guys got this? She should drink, yeah. She should drink. Push-up shot is, the bottom line is, the takeaway from this is that a woman should always say Avdalah. There's no man around. She should, even if a man has already been Yotze, she should say it herself. And no qualms about drinking, no problem. Halacha l'maisa. She said Bracha Mavda from Halacha. And then she says, what, the kosher in order to eat and drink. You can drink a cup of water before, not before Kiddush, but before Avdalah. Allowed to drink a cup of water. Not it's not recommended, but if you have to, you have to. Okay. Well, let's finish up, and then we got a lot to do. There's a well-known minhag that women should not drink from the wine of Avdalah. When a man is reciting Avdalah, when the woman's reciting Avdalah, she must drink from the wine. But when a man does it, she doesn't drink. Some even add, if they do, they'll grow a beard. What's the reason women should ideally not drink Avdallah wine when a man's reciting Avdallah? What's the real reason? So Reb Tzvi Pesach Rank suggests Chelik Al Simen Kuf Nandalo's base that since there are opinions that a woman is exempt from Avdallah and the bracha on the candle when she answers Amen on these brachas is creating a hefsik between the bracha of Rapier Governor and her drinking. He ultimately writes that since she would be obligated to recite all the brachas of Avdallah if no one else is around, maybe it's not a hefsik. Additionally, according to this Hasbir, if she would want to recite Rapier Governor sometime after Avdallah and drink from the wine, she'd be allowed to. But the meaning is for women not to drink at all from Avdallah wine. So you got the Hasbir? The Hasbir is a hefsik. Why are you answering Amen to Brei Meresh? You're not chayiv, so it's a hefsik. So you're interrupting the bracha Brei Meresh that the Chazan said for her. The main mucker for women not drinking wine is the Shlach, Kodesh, quoted by the Magen Avraham, who says that ideally women should not drink the wine because the Eitz Hadas, from which Adam and Chava ate, according to many, is a grapevine. Remember we said the four opinions? Sanhedrin, Davayinim, and Beis? Wheat, figs, esrog, and wine. Based on this Shmir Shabbos writes that if a man is reciting Avdol and Chamar Medina and not wine or grape juice, she would be allowed to drink from the beer. But maybe it's wheat, but I don't think hops are wheat. I think it's barley. Should be noted that again that, oh yeah, most of them are made from barley, which is hops. It should be noted that if a woman is reciting Avdolah for herself, she must drink the wine. But the Shmir Shabbos adds, in such a case, perhaps it's best for her to use Chamar Medina in order to be choshes for the Shlach Kodesh. Okay, we got this? So how many reasons do we say that a woman shouldn't drink from? Number one, it might be a hefsik. And number two, it reminds us of the Aveira of Chava and Adam. What is the marker for the notion if a woman drinks from wine, she'll grow a beard? Apparently it's a myth. It's related in the Maisa Ish, which is a biography of the Chazon Ish. Chela Kei Amud Sarigil, that when the Chazon Ish was finished reciting Avdallah, he would give out the remaining wine to the children. One Motzei Shabbos, a little girl pushed her way in and asked for wine, but her father told, if you drink wine, you'll grow a beard. Chazon Ish quickly corrected her father, saying, this is a widespread mistake. It is not true that if you drink the wine, you'll grow a beard. Rather, the person who drinks the wine should have a beard, meaning a man. In other words, the Chazon Ish was saying that since men should ideally recite Avdallah, as discussed above, and men often have beards, people erroneously thought that whoever drinks the wine will grow a beard. So the whole thing's a myth. Chazon Ish said it. So everyone tells you, oh, how could you say such a thing? Chazon Ish said it was a myth. Yes.
Who thought that was a thing in the first place?
Couldn't hear you.
Who thought that was a thing in the first place?
I don't know, but I've heard it. I can't believe it. But Lamaisa, you know, did you guys say Havdalah in your respective homes? Or did they give you your own Havdalah in this past Motzei Shabbos?
They
gave us. Did they give you grape juice? Not milk, no. They gave you grape juice, good wine. They didn't give you milk and stuff. They did Havdalah for you. Okay, good. The guys who said their own Havdalah said on grape juice. That's great, Lamaisa, because you shouldn't like delay it. You know, Sam, good to see you. Shouldn't delay it, Lamaisa. You know, because people could forget and stuff. But it's a beautiful thing, Lamaisa. Avdallah, they sing in the NCSY, right? Do you do this mirrors at all afterwards? What's it called? When you do a melody? Not a melody, a
medley.
A medley.
They don't do those specific ones anymore.
They don't do them? That's not cool enough? Ones. Oh, yeah, what do they do?
They do Shasha Shavuot Ho.
Oh, yeah, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's okay.
In NCSY,
it's not that exciting.
When I was a kid, NCSY, they used to have a song. In NCSY, you laugh and you cry, you find out the reason why. The Jewish thing is Israel cool. You want to be a super Jew, yeah, you want to be a super Jew. You guys never heard of that? Yeah. Okay, good. All right, let's stop here. Here's Amar Makami. This guy's got a lot to do.